This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. The word heart appears in the King James Bible 884 times. Yes, I know that the biblical heart usually represents the human mind, but there are parallels. Dr. Markham, you've been answering questions about the heart from the heartwiseministries.org website, and I was just wondering, do you see some similarities between the human heart and the human mind?
Yeah. At that time in the world, they thought the heart was a center of reasoning. Only years later, even the Greeks thought that, but years later, some of the doctors, especially in the Egyptian schools, they realized that the center of reasoning wasn't the heart, it was the mind. So I think that creating me a new heart was a new mind, a new way of thinking. And that's why I think the disease that we have originates in our mind many times. And yes, there's a lot of similarities that have to do with the heart and the mind. And there's some theories out there that the mind and the heart are connected neurologically. Well, we know that they are. We know adrenaline speeds up the heart. We know that the brain has effects on the heart. There's lots of people that think it goes vice versa, too.
Right.
And we might not know all the complexities about the human bodies. And that's what I'm realizing. The more I learn, the less I know. But I'm always trying to learn something more that we can apply to help our lives do a little bit better, to maybe help the world we live in, to help the stress. Because I see what's happening. The systems are failing us. One of the big things that's bothered me recently is the relationships. You know, it used to be we had more relationships. We used to talk to each other. Now we text each other. We used to be creative and make things, and now we watch things. You know, so our whole world has changed, and with that, we've sort of go against the way we've designed to be. The left and right brains don't interact as well as they used to. There's been some stress chemistry, so as I've studied the scriptures, looking for science that I can apply, I found some wonderful things that no one else is talking about. And it has to do with the way our mind works, and the fact that God wants to be a part of our mind and to heal our mind. Worship helps our mind, helps turn off the stress chemistry. The altruistic stuff helps us in service. All these things are wonderful. But now there's some things that we can do when we understand that our very thoughts, our very words, the way we act, all have chemical consequences. That's why when words come out of our mouth, we have to be so careful, because a word to my mouth might mean one thing, but it might scare you and it might hurt you.
Yes.
And that
yes.
can cause damage to your very own brain, Charles. And all these things that happen, all these complex interactions. The same with food. When we eat something, it might have more effect on you than it would have on me, even though it's a healthy food.
Yes.
Because our bodies, our genetics, the interactions that go on throughout our body are so unique to us, and only our Creator understands that. And some people say, well, where do I go? I feel like I'm sick. Where do I go? Well, I think we've proven that the first place to go is the Bible, an ultimate physician. Have Him lead you maybe to humanly physicians, and then be our physician ourselves. And as we add all these modalities to ourselves, we can at least move towards having better health.
I just thought of something for the very first time, that Bible text that we often hear about the end time, where it says men's hearts failing them for fear.
Yes.
I always thought that they were so afraid they had a heart attack. But if the heart is the mind, it's almost like saying people going crazy for fear. Their minds failing them for fear. They can't think straight. They are so afraid of what's happening that their reasoning powers
yes.
are shot.
Yes, and we know that brains under stress, that moves down to, they just want to stay alive.
And that's what's happening
right.
today.
Yes.
That's exactly what's
and
happening.
And we're not using the higher parts of our brain, the parts that we can figure things out, communicate with God.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for this. You know, I mean, God wants us to have control over mind. He wants to have our minds. In an argument, they say that you can only, when you're having an argument, when you're stressed out, you can only retain 15% of that information.
Wow.
When an argument. There's a recent study about financial problems, and they found that the people were having financial problems, their IQs went down about 10 points, just from the stress of that. And then when they got the financials in order, their IQ came up again. But can you imagine all the stuff that's going on in our lives, our brains? Are we thinking anymore? Or, Charles, are we letting someone else think for us?
Yes.
You know, yes. Who's doing our thinking for us anymore? And, you know, they look at the media. What a major stressor there. People are spending up to 8 hours on the media a day. And, you know, even if you think it's not affecting me, it is. Yes. The words, yes. The advertisements. You know, we were never made to see people kill each other. We were never made to live other people's lives. Yes. We were never made to be entertained. We were made to be creative and to have service. And as we've done these things, we've created an environment that's not healthy chemically. Now, in modern medicine, we talk about pills, anxiety pills, and depression pills, and then when things don't work well, your blood pressure goes up. But we never answer the question, why? Why is this happening? Why is this going on? How can I think outside of the box? How can I come to true healing? Is it about money, or is it about doing what's right? And it's never been popular to do what's right, Charles.
There's a question that came in recently to Heartwise Ministries that really highlights this whole idea here. This person says, I have advanced cancer. My oncologist wants to place me on a medicine. I do not want to take this medicine. Is this a poor decision? There is fear in every word of the yes. sentence here, of this question.
Yes, there is. And that's the core of a lot of questions. And to answer that question, you know, there's nothing wrong with not taking a medicine if you have advanced cancer.
Yeah.
In the treatment of cancer, we want to try to prevent it from happening.
Yes.
And we've talked about ways we can do that. You know, look at our skin, stay out of the sun too long, but we do need sun. Eat healthy diets, which help us lower the risk of colon cancer. Avoid gaining weight, which, you know, puts us at risk for different cancers. And of course, we want to detect it early, especially if we have genetic family histories, you know, screening tests. We want to do all that. But when cancer has spread, if you think about it, a single bullet might not be the answer. Mm-hmm. And if that was the answer for metastatic cancer, why is the rates going up?
A single medical bullet
yes.
trying to
yeah. find
Yeah,
why are the rates going up yeah. like crazy?
Yeah.
We haven't really lowered the risk. When we've been spending billions and billions of dollars on this. But, you know, you look at some of the other ways of slowing down cancer is diet. You, we think about our faith. And even if this person, if cancer succumbs, that doesn't mean the person is without hope. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be healed. It's just when. When is healing going to occur? And I want to say, you know, there's always hope. In God, there's always hope. Our Savior came down and died to give us that hope. So don't despair. There's always some place where you can find healing. And sometimes we think death is a terminal event. But God doesn't see death as a terminal event. Mm-hmm. But we are programmed to think that. So we are programmed to do everything we can to not do that. And if we can't do that, we're scared to death, which adds to our own demise. It doesn't make any sense to me. And we got a lot of ways to numb our fears that aren't necessarily healthy for us.
The next question here that we have from HeartWiseMinistries.org is, why are heart attacks so high? And I can say, along with that, why is mental illness rising at the same level and the same rate as heart disease? Why are those two running parallel?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because let's look at the evidence. Mental health keeps deteriorating.
Yes.
Even our children have problems with mental health. Diabetes, sleep apnea, obesity, heart attacks, strokes, chronic disease. The rates keep going up. Mm-hmm. And yet, we write 4 billion prescriptions every year. We have the best technology in the world. We spend $1 in $6 on healthcare, and that goes up. It's because we're not looking at the reason why and finding solutions.
Mm-hmm. Using those single bullets you're talking about.
The single bullets. And that's why we got to get back to the complete plan that was given to us by God and try to follow that plan and find the appropriate places for modern medicine, the appropriate places for taking a pill. But like I said, we've lost track. We've lost focus. We might see a tree, but we don't see the forest. Why all this? Because all the stress has gone up. We're not living the lives we're designed to live. Our diets are terrible now. We still fill our bodies full with fatty foods, and we don't even have ways to communicate healthy diets to people. It's blocked at every avenue. I don't see lots of commercials on TV celebrating a whole food plant-based diet.
Yes.
I just don't see that. Even some of that information is belittled.
Yes.
You know,
yes, yes.
Oh yeah, you know, you can't do this. This is not good for you. You know, can't you don't have this. It's belittled. And those are the things that we have to change. Now, we're not going to change society, but maybe we can change people one at a time. And that's what we try to do at HeartWise. We try to give information, let people evaluate the evidence. But more than anything, we want people to have relationships, relationships with God the most, but relationships with each other. We were designed to help each other. We were designed to teach each other. We were designed to serve each other. And as we start to do those things, we're going to find a level of healing.
And Dr. Markham, I know that. You know that. The people who are watching this program, if they watch it regularly, they know the truth. They know where to find it. What is wrong with the medical system? We've had several questions come up. What is wrong with the medical system? You guys are saying these things, and it's true. It's right before our eyes. It's right there in the Bible. The studies have been done. The China study has been written. Esselstyn has done his thing, and McDougall and Dr. Hans Diehl. These people have all proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that a certain lifestyle, which includes diet and exercise and faith and worship and all that, is the most healing way to live. Yet you don't go to your doctor and come out with a prescription for worship. Why is that?
Well, you know, Charles, and I don't think it's the individual doctors per se. It's the system. Mm. The system that's grown, it's grown a little bit bigger each year. The pressures that are put on everybody, the people that are making the advertising, what's been saying in the media. Even the food industry, you know, they have profits to be made. They have lobbyists that go to the government. All these different pressures, the time allotted to physicians and patients have gone down every year.
Talk about that. When you first started in the business, how long did you spend with a patient?
At least 75% of my time with the patient, 25% with paperwork.
Okay.
But as time has gone on, 10 years ago, it was about 50-50. 3 or 4 months ago, it was about 75% of my time with paper and computers and only 25% of my time with patients.
Which works out to be about 10 minutes with a patient.
Yeah,
now,
and the relationships have gone down.
Yes.
And you can't have a relationship when you don't have the time. And that's one of the reasons I like answering people's questions, because, you know, they long for the relationship too.
Yes.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have the question. It would have already been answered.
Yes.
So I long to have that relationship with my patients and with each other. And I think that our technology, even though it's important and helpful in some instances that can actually hurt things. It's good to be together. It's good to have families. It's good to have people over. It's good to care for each other. It's good to talk to each other. So those things that I want to promote, because there's healing effects in relationships, healthy relationships with each other, because it leads us to love. It leads us to service. And of course, our relationship with God leads us to His plan for our lives. And we don't know what that is. We just have faith that He's going to move us one step at a time.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, boy, do I have a biblical prescription for you. Stay tuned.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, "I'm here because of you." Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Is your heart, your mind failing you for fear? I'm Charles Mills. This is Dr. James Markham here. We're talking about disease and the fighting of that disease. And we have a biblical prescription that I think is the most powerful prescription you're going to find anywhere. More powerful than anything that modern medicine can give you. And here it is. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Listen to this and be amazed. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Every time I read that, I just feel my blood pressure going down. I feel that everything is going to be okay because I'm not alone. There's someone here that's going to help me through whatever I'm facing. And this promise is a wonderful prescription for peace and healing. Dr. Markham, I'm sure you read this before. What's that mean to you, as a doctor?
It's more than a promise, Charles. And I can tell people that this is a way that I can help your chemistry and help you help your situation more than a pill. He's given us a prescription that will change your chemistry. By being with him, by worshiping him, now we have the science to start backing this up. We can prove it. We don't have all the studies that I would like. I would like more studies because I think this would be very convincing to the world. Faith, that's harder for some people than evidence. But if you give them hardcore evidence that this is going to do this, this, and this, this is going to lower the risk of heart attack if you do this. Oh, that'll get their attention. Yes. I'm hoping more people will continue to do research on this, but be anxious about nothing. When we have prayer, depend on God, look to the scriptures. There's lots of medical programs out there, Charles, that will sell your product. Mm-hmm. Here's an herb, here's a supplement. There's a lot of procedures out there. A lot of people are doing that. But on this program, there's no special gimmick. There's no herb. There's no that. No one here is making any money for what they're doing. We're here just because we want to try to present something for you to think about and you to look at the evidence and see if the evidence makes sense to you. And more than anything, try some of these things that we've talked about in your life. Try to worship God and see how you feel after a period of time. Let him take control and see how you do. Eat healthier diets. Do these things and see how you feel. Unfortunately, in the world we live in, many people are so busy now that they don't have the time to look inside themselves to see who they really are.
Interesting.
Because we get so busy and so worried about just being alive and existing that we don't have a chance to look and see who we really are. We don't have the time to look inside and see, well, what does God want me to be? Where does he want me to go? Yeah. Because we're busy sometimes doing good things, raising families, going to churches, working our jobs, doing things. But I think our world is so busy, all this busyness stresses us out. And the antidote to all this stress, which triggers all these diseases, is figuring out to have relationships, have a rest. Slow down a little bit, how to break our routines, how to communicate with the one that can fix us, to look inside of ourselves and be honest. What do we see? Do we see someone that's healthy, that's getting better, that's working towards healing? Or we just see someone that doesn't even pay attention to how their life is because we're caught up in this big wave, this wave of the culture. This is how I'm supposed to feel. This is how I'm supposed to act. And we don't even know who we are inside.
And we're getting sicker and sicker and sicker as we do that.
And as I look at my patients coming in, I realize a lot of people live their whole lives and never know who they are. Oh, yeah. Never know what they want to do with their lives, what they want to accomplish. Even if it's just little things, we all can find some way to be used by God.
When did you do that, Dr. James Markham? When did you look inside and say, I want to be someone different than I am? And how did that journey bring you to this moment, talking to these people around the world? What was that journey like?
Yeah, it's sort of been over time. It hasn't happened all at once. It's been slow. And I like to think I'm still on the journey, still learning, still sharing. And like I say, you don't hear a lot of physicians out there that combine modern medicine, that combine lifestyle, and that combine mind and relationship, especially relationship with God, as part of a treatment plan. But I think this moderate approach is the way. And we look at Christ-like, and he loved them. He didn't judge them. And I'm starting to do the research. Well, what happens when we judge people? What's it do to us? Well, God says not to do that. It damages us.
What's it do to them?
Yeah. What's it do when we're not selfish?
Yes.
Well, I think what happened to me is I was in a bone marrow transplant unit at the Medical Center of Delaware, where I was doing my internal medicine training. And I took care of a young firefighter, and he had a disease, a bone marrow disease called multiple myeloma. And everything that modern medicine could do, the bone marrow transplants, the chemo wiped out his immune system. He got so sick, we had to give him antibiotics. The theory is you wipe out all the bad cells and then you give him a bone marrow transplant so they start making good cells. Well, everything we did with modern medicine, his family would come in every day. I could see him lose weight, get weaker and weaker every day. Everyone says, oh, this will work. Have another transfusion. This is going to work. You're on three medicines to keep infections out of the body. And after a prolonged period of time, he passed away. Mm. And I felt so empty. As one of his doctors, one of his many doctors, I was low on the totem pole. I didn't give him anything that would bring him to healing. Mm. And I said, there has got to be something more to medicine than this. And just that realization began my search. And I just pray, God, show me where we should go with this. You know, what should I learn? I started looking in the scriptures, and slowly but surely I realized I was taught medicine, but medicine wasn't healing. And just because I'm taught these things doesn't mean it's right. And someday we'll look back and see some of the stuff we're doing is not right. I realize that some people do things for money. The system is broken. Not maybe individuals, but the system is not doing what it should be doing. Mm-hmm. And this journey led me to the scriptures and finding things in the scriptures and the science to back it up.
Right.
The science to back it up. Because I think when people look at evidence-based medicine, see, I consider the things that God give us as medicine healing.
Yes.
These things that change our chemistry. Just like anything we put in our body changes our chemistry. And everyone says, oh, the food is so important. Yes, the food is important. Don't get me wrong. But the thoughts are important too.
Yes.
And if you're going to be angry about your food choices, maybe that angry is not the right thing. And maybe you need to sort of reevaluate. Well, how can I not be angry? Why am I feeling this way? Mm-hmm. Find out the reason why. And it might be a journey that you and God go on and you take others with you. But I started going on that journey. And as I tried to make changes one at a time, I saw the positive effects. I started bringing these into my patient's life. And I said, why don't you try this for 2 weeks and see how you do? Mm-hmm. Well, all of a sudden, they started coming off medicines. They became happier. They started reversing disease. One of the questions I asked, I said, are you eating pretty healthy? And they say, yes. I said, well, what are you eating? So I can have that discussion. And I said, well, try to do this first. I lead them one step at a time. And if they're eating terrible, we have to go slower.
Yes.
And I said, what are you doing? Well, why are you happy? And if you're out there and you can't answer that question, what am I doing to be happy? You might have a problem. Mm-hmm. Then if they can't say something, then I start working on the mind. Well, what can we do? What do you really enjoy to do? And that leads me into resting, you know, and resting in God and resting in that relationship. Maybe you're too busy, and I can lead them to other biblical ways of healing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they might not be spiritual. And I said, well, do you have a connection with God? And some people are going to church. Some people are not going to church. And if they're not, I say, well, you know, God reaches you, you know, in many different ways. Yeah. If you look out for him, and here's some things you can do if you're interested in this, because I believe that there's proof, scientific proof, that there is a God and there is healing. And here's what he says. I said, why don't you just try this for a week and see how you feel? And I've never had anyone that really tries these things and don't feel a little bit better. And as I've seen them change, that has empowered me to continue to look for another thing that we can offer and to go and take the time to spread this news via the television, via the radio, via ministry, answers questions. But I realize the system doesn't necessarily want this to happen. It's not a moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a moneymaker. Understanding people, meeting their needs, loving them, not judging them, helping them in the healing process. This is a way we can bring people to the gospel, to evangelism, to realizing that God came down here. He says, if you believe in me, believe, worship the true God. These are the things that the Holy Spirit will come in and change people's lives. And even if we can't have healing on earth, we can have healing in heaven.
If we are doing that, if we are making our friends smile, if we are bringing hope to them, we're bringing healing,
yes.
Dr. Markham. We are being like little medical missionaries to our neighbors, to our family members, to our coworkers. When we bring these principles that we talk about on this program week after week, when we bring that to the world, we are taking part in a healing ministry. What a wonderful feeling that is to know that you're part of healing people's lives.
Yeah, and when you serve someone else, you're serving God.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we want to enter into a relationship with you, and we want you to work in our lives, take over our thoughts and our actions, and bring us to healing, bring us to hope, bring us to love. We trust that you will do this in our lives, Father, and we want to thank you ahead of time for the results that we will receive, is our humble prayer. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.